The week is tomorrow. Sunshine, more comfortable too, with the high approaching 60 or upper 50s. Clouds increase though tomorrow night and Friday, 30s and 40s for the morning, the afternoon low 50s. Then it's middle to upper 20s to low 30s Saturday morning. The coldest morning the weekend, the highs under sunshine goes to near 50. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Something old, something new, bridal event. Hosted by Weddings by Ali. The best wedding vendors in Baton Rouge. Food, cocktails, music, and tons of prizes. Tickets $15 online at Eventbrite. It's the Something Old, Something New Bridal Event. Thursday, January 27th at 6 p.m. at the Old Governor's Mansion, 502 North Boulevard, Baton Rouge. Tickets $15 online at Eventbrite or $20 at the door. Weddings by Ali. LLC.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I am Huck.
And I'm Dave.
And we are excited about our guest today and excited to get going. It's Thursday, and we are already on the 27th of January. It's going by quick, huh, Dave?
Yep. So does life.
All right, Dave, before we get to our next guest, let's go ahead and get Micah Murphy on the phone. Micah, you hey. There?
Yes.
Micah, hey, the Lord you bless you.
Thank you.
Always good to hear from you.
Yeah. I haven't been keeping up with politics so much, but I did hear about the Supreme Court.
Yeah, retirement coming up.
Yeah, and I thought that was pretty interesting considering what the Lord showed me a couple weeks ago. And I just wanted to say there's going to be a lot of things being said by preachers, prophets, and all these people about this is going to be this person's in office. This is going to be the person in office. This is going to be it. And really, we need to just pray and not try to be I'm the one who figured it out, and we need to pray for all of our leaders, actually, even the ones that we think are illegitimate, because, that's what the Bible says, pray for all your leaders. And God can turn the heart of anyone. So I just think, it's going to be really probably crazy in all this stuff that's going on politically. And if as Christians, we need to also ask ourselves if we're praying prayers that aren't being answered, the only reason for that would be our faith isn't really there. Remember, Jesus would pass through towns and he would say, I couldn't do any miracles because they didn't have the faith. And James would say some prayers aren't answered because of the wrong motives. But if we could also, we need to just get with God. God's been talking about not being lukewarm lately and just have pure faith and start praying faith-filled prayers and prayers that are in line with God's will. And I really believe if we pray for all of our leaders that we can move on good. So.
Amen. I agree with that 100%. We do need to pray for
even the bad
everyone.
Ones.
That's right.
Or especially the bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. And we need to watch our tongues, right? Because we can speak life or death out of our mouths.
Yes.
So we, as Christians, we know better than that. And sometimes it's hard. I mean, I know I get frustrated with all this political stuff, and it Oh, boy, sometimes I just have to just take a deep breath and say, good, Martha, just calm down.
I hear you. Yeah.
But thank you so much. All right, Michael, the Lord bless you. All right.
All right.
What do we have on our COVID stats?
Well, if you look on libertylockdown.live and you click on the More tab, you'll see Mr. Prentice's statistics. The positive tests in Louisiana and Jefferson and Orleans are plummeting. Jefferson is 50% lower than it was a couple weeks ago. Orleans is 60% lower than it was a couple weeks ago. So they're coming down really, really, really fast. Now, the deaths are not really coming down. They tend to lag behind the positive tests. But I saw something very interesting. You know, I've been vaxxed myself, and I'm not saying don't get vaxxed, but in Malta, which is a little island out in the Mediterranean Sea, 85% of the population is fully vaccinated, 94%. That's almost everybody has had at least one shot, and the death rate due to COVID is going up, 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 up. You can't say it's because they're not vaccinated. They are vaccinated. I think that casts some suspicions on whether everybody really ought to get it or not. You know, if you feel like you should, fine, but don't let anybody pressure you into it.
What casts suspicion to me is the lotteries, the $100 lotteries.
Yeah, I missed out. I didn't get my $100.
I'm telling you. I mean, when they start paying people to go get vaccinated, it becomes very suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And the Supreme Court now has weighed in on two particular things. They said that Biden is trying to force people to have a medical procedure. You can't do that, Mr. Biden. So the federal government employees, the Supreme Court has now said, nope, you don't have to get vaccinated. And the contractors with at least 100 people working with the government, they don't have to get vaccinated either. Now,
CDC doesn't have to get vaccinated either.
Yeah,
employees.
Unfortunately, there hasn't been any relief for the healthcare workers who feel like this thing is not really all it's cracked up to be. But at least 2/3 of his vax mandates have been canceled by the U.S. Supreme Court. So that's encouraging.
That is encouraging. We just need to work on the rest.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we should be forcing anybody. It's like, on the other hand, you don't force somebody to have an abortion. There's a choice.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mr. Biden is such a nice guy, right? In Florida, which has consistently opposed him, the governor of Florida is against him and has said, no, we're not going to do these mandates. And Florida's doing great. Okay, so you know what Mr. Biden has ordered? One of the treatments that's been very effective is monoclonal antibodies. Mr. Biden has ordered them to stop in Florida. You can't send this stuff to Florida. Well, what is that saying? You disagree with me, so I'm going to try to kill your population. What a great guy.
Our guest later on today is Dr. Richard Bartlett, and he's going to also be speaking about the very thing you just mentioned.
Yeah.
It's all of a sudden, the monoclonal antibodies aren't available, not just in Florida, but in many other states. We're hearing that across the United States that they're it's dried up all of a sudden.
I guess they don't make the big bucks for the politicians.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, it goes back to choice.
Yeah.
It's all about money. Everything's about money, money and power, money and power.
Yeah.
And not what the people want. People want choice. You know, there's the ability to make the decision for what's best for you.
Yeah.
Right? Well,
before we go on a break, I just wanted to mention a friend of mine. Some of y'all may remember Tony from Metairie, who was a frequent caller of ours. Tony's a friend of mine, was a friend of mine from my church, and he died unexpectedly this week. I don't know what the cause was, but let's all remember Tony from Metairie.
Yeah, and keep his family in our prayers, too. That's what we'll do. I'm going to miss his emails. He was frequent in my inbox. So, Tony from Metairie, I'm going to miss, I'm definitely going to miss his emails.
Yeah.
He was very, very knowledgeable and very informative.
Yeah.
All right, well, we have a caller on the line, Matthew from Metairie. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Man, that hit me like a ton of bricks. Tony is bad.
I know.
Man, I thought he was like the eternal.
Yeah.
But I guess he is now.
amen.
So, about the monoclonal antibodies, they are claiming that the Regeneron is not effective against Omicron. But as Governor DeSantis has stated, one, they're using one study and it's in vitro, and it doesn't match the clinical data that they're seeing in Florida. Two is that they don't necessarily have a specific antigen test or PCR test for just that variant.
Right.
Send a sample to a genetic lab to have it broken down. Or, you know, your handy-dandy pocket electron microscope to scan it. So, yeah, that whole thing stinks.
I know. Well, thank you so much. We're going to go on a quick break, and we love hearing from you. Don't go away.
And I like giving you a call. Ciao.
Thank you. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
He's got the red, wet, blue, flying high on the farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag in the back. It says you.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Friday, we'll visit with North Shore DA Warren Montgomery. We'll talk about all the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Donna Carol Voss and view the latest national security threats with Ringside All-Star Chris Holton. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
My name is Eric Schein. I'm a former naval officer, a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, and former officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Listen to my program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on WGSO AM 990. We get into the United States Merchant Marine, American flag shipping, the ports, and even things like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is very important information. Must listen in.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
If you are or know of a veteran, first responder, senior citizen, or disabled person who lives in Louisiana and was affected by any hurricane this year, please listen carefully. MDR Disaster Relief and Veterans Outreach, in conjunction with FEMA and local authorities, is providing household items, construction materials, and home repair assistance, all at no charge. To learn more, please contact Joe at 717-623-0164 or Kim at 717-255-9168 or ask your department to call. Again, the numbers are 717-623-0164. That's 717-623-0164 or 717-255-9168. That's 717-255-9168. MDR is here for you.
So will I stand up and do something now? Or sit and watch my TV? The Constitution is calling me to do what is right.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I am Huck.
And I'm Dave.
All right, we have a guest waiting for us on the other line, and it is a blessing to have this gentleman here. This is Dr. Richard Bartlett. Has more than 28 years of experience in medicine. I live in Metairie, sorry about that. In medicine, serving his patients as a general practitioner and an emergency care setting. His excellence in general medicine is underserved areas came to the attention of Governor Rick Perry, who appointed Dr. Bartlett to the newly formed Texas Health Disparities Task Force. Let's welcome Dr. Richard Bartlett. Are you there, sir?
I am here, and I'm honored to be with you today.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm grateful for LEL Rosa and, you know, the connection. And I see here that you're actually on KCRS 550 AM as a medical expert.
I do that weekly. Also on KWEL in Midland.
That's wonderful, sir. So I know we were talking earlier today, and I just want to go ahead and thank you for taking this call, and thank you for the interview, and give you the opportunity to talk to our listeners.
Well, I tell you what, we have good news to share, and so why not give some good news on your show, right?
Love that.
Yeah, so bottom line is we're not helpless and we're not hopeless. That was the message that we were given January 1, 2020. And that has been proven to be false. About 3 months into the pandemic, I was working a 48-hour shift in the emergency room. And at that time, 3 months into the pandemic, we were all watching COVID updates, Coronavirus Task Force, White House updates. And we were never hearing any good news. And so I went to a 48-hour shift in the emergency room. And I was praying, that's what Christians do, and I was praying, Lord, what do I do if someone comes in here and they're dying of COVID and they say, I can't breathe? Because we were told there's nothing we could do. And amazingly, God still answers prayer. While I was taking a cat nap in the call room, a strategy came to me before I woke up. And it proved out. People who were having... I had patients that had two forms of blood cancer, lymphoma, on chemotherapy that had radiation a month before, sick with COVID, couldn't get out of bed, fever wouldn't break for 5 days. And with this strategy, the fever breaks after the first breathing treatment. And what the strategy is a inexpensive, readily available, safe medicine that's been around for 30 years called budesonide, an inhaled steroid used. It costs $3 a treatment. We've used this on 2-pound premature babies in the NICU without batting an eye. That's as delicate a human as they make. And what it does is it shuts down the release of the cytokines, the inflammatory chemicals, which COVID stirs up in the lung lining. It also downregulates the ACE receptors, which are the doorway for the virus to get into the body, and that makes you more protected like children. You've heard that children are more protected from COVID than adults and that Correct. They're not super spreaders Correct. Like adults. It's because they have less ACE receptors,
yeah.
less doorway for the virus to get into the body. Isn't it interesting, this medicine that costs $3 a treatment, it downregulates ACE receptors. When they had 30,000 people die in the first 2 weeks in New York, they looked at the top 10 risk factors. Guess what was not on that top 10 risk factor? Obesity, they had hypertension, but they did not have asthma. This medicine has been used as a first-line preventive measure for asthma patients, and we got 20 million asthma patients in the United States. Wouldn't you think that asthma would be at the top of the list with a deadly respiratory virus?
Sounds
but
like it.
Because people are on an inhaled steroid, budesonide being the main one used in an inhaler, in a nebulizer machine, that was a protective measure. And so... this is something that was studied. Budesonide, aspirin, and clarithromycin antibiotic is the protocol. But the budesonide, I called it the silver bullet of the whole thing against COVID, the silver bullet for COVID. And you would think that Fauci would be excited about that. You would think that Tedros from the World Health Organization would be excited about that. But immediately there was pushback across the country because... you know what? If you find something that's very effective, you can't get emergency use authorization for a COVID shot or a medicine that's experimental if there's already a proven, safe, effective alternative.
Right.
But was this proven? Yes. Oxford University, of all places, Oxford University is the oldest university in the English-speaking world since 1096, and they have 72 Nobel Prize laureates. And Oxford University did 2 randomized controlled trials. That's how we prove safety and efficacy mm-hmm. of medicines. And they were called the Stoic trial and the Principal trial. And halfway through the Stoic trial, they had to stop the study because it was overwhelmingly successful, and they thought it was unethical to continue the study and cause people getting a placebo to possibly die from COVID when we found something that could work. Oxford University concluded that 90% of hospitalizations and ER visits and even urgent care visits for COVID would be prevented with just this one medicine used early against COVID, budesonide. That's pretty big news, pretty good news. And so it helps in early disease. That's what Oxford proved with both of these studies. But also it helps in late disease because this inhaled steroid has been studied on patients on the ventilator in the ICU and has been shown to shut down the release of those inflammatory chemicals called cytokines that cause all of the disease symptoms. It also improves blood oxygenation. It also reverses the swelling or the edema in the lung tissue. And it also stops the scarring and remodeling in the lung tissue. So all of that is good. And so that's all been vetted at the NIH database. There's studies that are there. That's the federal government has known about this for years. But you had Fauci recruit Matthew McConaughey, an A-list actor, to get his message out. Of course, that's how we get scientific information out to the masses, right?
Actors,
by recruiting A-list actors and doing a hit job on the internet.
Right.
McConaughey asked Fauci, what about budesonide against COVID? People think that helps. And Fauci said, well, in reality, Matthew, it's just a placebo. It doesn't really work. People may think that it's helping them in their head, but that it doesn't really work. Oh, really? Oxford University did actually some science studies, the randomized controlled trials called the Stoic trial and the Principal trial, showing overwhelming success, 90%. You know, when they talk about these COVID shots, one shot was supposed to be the answer, right?
Yeah.
And then two shots.
Right.
And then three shots. Israel says four shots are required. The Netherlands says six shots a year are mandated. And so how does that jive with their constant mixed messaging of a solution for this rapidly evolving pandemic that's out of control like a wildfire? But early treatment saves lives. Ron DeSantis has been saying that in Florida, and he's been right. Isn't it interesting? Florida has a huge retirement community, people that have lots of health problems, but they have been at the top of the success per capita for least hospitalizations and deaths per capita after they proactively started this early treatment saves lives initiative. I think that we have strategies that have been proven by huge institutions and that we have a COVID's on the way out.
Well, we're about to go on a break, but real quick, I don't know why, but we keep getting these different mutations, and the more we keep getting vaccinated, the more mutations keep popping up. I'm wondering if there's some kind of correlation there. Mm. When we come back, please stay on the line, and we'll continue with Dr. Bartlett. Thank you. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Yes, there's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs.
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
about tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
And now, an important message from Jerry Rice.
As a career wide receiver, I've been hit hard. But no training nor practice prepared us for the devastation of COVID-19. Thankfully, there is hope. Even with multiple vaccines available, we still have to work together until everyone is safe. We all win when we unite to prevent.
For more information, visit unitetoprevent.org.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. A 65-year-old Church Point woman is the 13th person in Louisiana to die in a home fire so far this year. State Fire Marshal spokesperson Ashley Rodrigue says they're investigating the cause of the deadly blaze that took place this morning in the Acadia Parish town.
And that a fire occurred in a den area, so a back living room area. And, of course, that's where she was located, near the back door, seemingly as she was attempting to escape the home.
Rodrigue says firemen believe the home had no working smoke detectors. The LSU Athletic Department actually lost money during the 2021 fiscal year. Revenues were down nearly $39 million. A lot of that reflected in a 52% drop in donations to Tiger Athletics. TigerAg.com editor Adam Hunsker says that this is definitely pandemic-related and the boosters will be back.
A lot of that was people batting down the hatches because of the pandemic when you look at it. But I think certainly that, with a full year under the belt, we get these numbers next year, that they'll be better.
This is news on LRN.
People of Louisiana, Caesar is on the way. Yes, the Caesar Sportsbook app is launching in Louisiana very soon. Get ready to bet on all the sports you love right from the palm of your hand. Sign up now using code RADIONEW, one word, and you'll get $300 in bonus cash to wager with as soon as Caesars is live.
Louisiana only must be 21. Permit pending in Harris, New Orleans, Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Horseshoe Lake Charles. Not available in prohibited parishes. Paid in bet credits. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
Caesars Sportsbook. Soon, people, soon.
Anyone can get long COVID, even Rob, age 22.
I got COVID in September of 2020, and a few weeks later, I started to have long-term problems. I used to run 5 to 6 miles a day. Now, when I walk up a flight of stairs, I'm gasping for air. It feels like my brain is clouded and I can't think straight.
Getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best way to prevent long COVID. Learn more at voicesoflongcovid.org, brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering. And your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We have Dr. Richard Bartlett on the line. Are you there, sir?
Yes, and I choose Liberty.
Amen to that. We choose Liberty as well.
And I choose the truth like you guys do. So let's talk the truth for a minute. There sure is a lot of messaging and propaganda like the vaccine is going to be the answer to everything.
Yeah.
We had a rapidly contagious, rapidly spreading respiratory virus in 2009. It was a pandemic of 2009.
Yeah.
We didn't give one vaccine, and it ended with natural immunity leading to herd immunity in the community.
Yeah.
Not one PSA is being put out in any state but Florida with taxpayer money talking about early treatment saves lives, which actually is effective. But as far as long hauler syndrome, haven't seen one case of long hauler syndrome in tens of thousands with early treatment with the right treatment. And I'm talking about budesonide, which was studied by France, by Spain, by Oxford in the UK, by Australia, by the NIH in the United States, because it works. Isn't it interesting that even, you remember we were told that the virus comes in through our eyes, our nose, our mouth, even our eyes. And France studied budesonide eye drops even. And so how is everybody landing on the same thing? It's not by accident, but it certainly is being suppressed. And so we're letting the cat out of the bag for all of Louisiana that there's early treatment that saves lives, and that this medicine that's at every pharmacy on every corner in Louisiana, in every hospital pharmacy in Louisiana, is a lifesaver for many people. If it's used early, nobody gets long hauler syndrome.
And budesonide is over the counter or prescribed?
So, good question. It is also in a nose spray. It's a corticosteroid, and so it's used as like Flonase nose spray. It was in Rhinocort nose spray. Budesonide nose spray is over the counter. But I'm talking about the same medicine used in an inhaler or a nebulizer machine requires a prescription.
Yeah.
And so I have talked to senators and congressmen saying, listen, make this over-the-counter medicine that's in the nose spray over-the-counter medicine and take doctors out of the way as an obstacle.
That's a good idea.
For this life-saving, yeah, thank you. I think it is. But the bottom line is this is spread around the world. Early treatment with now in, as of December 2021, in India, the second most populous country in the world, guess what their number one treatment for at the very beginning of COVID is?
Yes.
Budesonide, based on the studies out of Oxford. And so the cat is out of the bag worldwide, but we got to take care of our people here in the United States. Speaking of, I was asked to be the doctor for the migrant children's camp in West Texas when that started up the beginning of the year when Biden really started getting going. And when I went there, 10% of the kids that were bussed in the middle of the night with federal taxpayer dollars bussed into a man camp in West Texas, 10% of those kids had COVID. That's abnormally high numbers. But think about the fact that we now have 2.5 to 3 million illegal aliens that have come from 30 different nations into the United States in less than a year. And if 10% of those have COVID, why are we even talking about the numbers like we care? I'm embarrassed for Jerry Rice doing that that commercial for the COVID shot. There's no long-term safety or efficacy data for these shots, but we know about these treatments that are readily available, that have been out for 30 years, that are safe enough for 2-pound preemie babies in the NICU. They cost $3 a treatment. Nobody's going to get rich off of them. Maybe that's the problem.
I wonder if you share my cynicism. We've heard about hydroxychloroquinone and ivermectin, and now this. And what I've heard from the politicians is it doesn't work for everybody. Well, is there any medication that works for everybody?
The amazing thing is budesonide does work for everybody.
Oh, does it?
Early
wow.
Treatment saves lives. Yes. If it's used early, it will work on any human.
So and how much money will it make for the politicians?
None. And so that's a, but let's talk about a big hearing that's happening tomorrow in Fort Worth that affects the whole country. Do you remember hearing that Pfizer wanted 75 years before they released all the safety
yes.
and efficacy data? Well, they don't like the fact that they were told you can't wait 75 years. And so there's a hearing tomorrow in Fort Worth about this.
Oh, that's excellent.
Because they're trying, because Pfizer and the FDA are on the other side, on the other side of things against the American people who have spoken and said, we don't want to wait a whole generation 75 years for this information that you already have, by the way. And so tomorrow there's a hearing to say, they're trying to reverse that, and that's going to happen in Fort Worth tomorrow. So you have one side that has safety and efficacy data that they turned into the FDA that they don't want to release to the public. Isn't it interesting? They don't want to be transparent. But on the other side, we have all of this information about readily available early treatments that work and save lives. That is spreading around the world through a grassroots effort, really, blocked by the mainstream media.
So how can our listeners listen into the hearing tomorrow?
Well, I think the whole world's going to hear about it tomorrow afternoon, and it will be, again, a shot heard around the world when justice prevails and the scientists and doctors say, we will not put up with this, and the federal judge, I believe, will make the right decision to uphold his judgment that you cannot wait a whole generation 75 years. That's ridiculous.
And speaking of media, tell us what happened with your video on YouTube.
Yeah, I did a video letting this good news out, and that we have early treatments that save lives that are readily available, inexpensive. Nobody should die if they're treated early. Of course, no PSA has been put out here. They have been doing that in Florida. That's why they're at the top of success under Governor DeSantis and his Surgeon General Joe Latipo. But when I got that video out and I talked about budesonide used as a nebulizer treatment, early treatment, the YouTube pulled that in 2 weeks' time, and after 5.5 million views, saying it was dangerous. It's dangerous to the virus. It's dangerous to the virus. That's the only danger it is. It's safe for 2-pound premature babies. It's not dangerous.
Dr. Bartlett, I have Dr. Robert Little on the line, and he'd like to ask you a question. Would you be willing to answer one question? Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Dr. Robert Little, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Okay, well, we have Dr. Bartlett on the line. I think he can hear you. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, Dr. Bartlett. I'm sure glad to hear from you. I'd heard about you're initiating this treatment. In fact, I'd actually followed your recommendations and have used it on a couple of patients. One problem I've encountered with the inhaler is the cost of the inhaler that I've been quoted is very expensive, in the neighborhood of several hundred dollars.
What?
Is it a particular product or...
Yes. First of all, it's an honor to meet you, Dr. Little, and you're asking a very good point. So on that video that went viral, I'm actually using nebulizer machines and the Respules for budesonide, which are little pre-mixed, pre-measured plastic containers that people just tear the top off and squirt in the reservoir, little container on the machine, and push the on button on the nebulizer. Those treatments cost $3. It's cheaper to actually get the medicine that goes in the nebulizer machine, and that's what I've talked about from the very beginning. Oxford studied the inhaler, but the reason I never used an inhaler from the beginning was inhalers, there are studies showing that inhalers only get 10% of the medicine to the target tissue sometimes. But there are other studies that show when you use a nebulizer machine that makes a mist that trickles down into the tubes, that it gets at least 60% of the medicine to the target tissue. So it's more effective to use a nebulizer, and it's actually inexpensive. And so we're seeing tremendous success with the budesonide nebulizer treatments. for asthma prevention, that's used once or twice a day. COVID is a super inflammatory disease that we've never had before. And so I'm prescribing it every 2 hours until symptom-free, like a Medrol dose pack, where you hit it early and stop the release of these cytokines. And so every 2 hours of budesonide until symptom-free, the clarithromycin antibiotic that covers strep pneumonia and the atypical bacteria, the walking pneumonia bacteria, and also an aspirin to prevent the clotting, because one of those cytokines released, one of those inflammatory chemicals, is called thromboxane, and that increases the clotting rate 14%, 14.1%. Yeah. Yeah. Patients with COVID in the hospital end up with clots, heart attacks, stroke, and pulmonary emboli, preventable if you are proactive.
Okay, now is aspirin sufficient for that, or do you need something stronger like Eliquis?
So if you do early treatment, aspirin is a penny a week. Eliquis is very expensive. And so for early treatment, if you treat this early, and a whole aspirin, 325 milligram, is adequate. Now, there are people who have 99% blockage of their coronary artery. There are people who have had pulmonary emboli, clots in their lungs before. And in that situation, you might want to be a little more aggressive and use Eliquis in those situations, which is a superior medicine for preventing clots, but it also is much more expensive and more risky. So I would I preserve that for extreme situations only.
All right, we have 8 seconds, and we got to go on a quick break. I'll ask you two gentlemen to please hold the line. Thank you so much. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Chicken, chicken, chicken! Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 a.m.
Let's talk about America, not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another, and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back.
soon as we could see.
All right, really. Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We are in our last segment, and Dr. Robert Little, do you have any other questions?
Just to clarify a couple of things. If you're using the nebulizers for the budesonide, how are you getting the nebulizer available to people that do not ordinarily have one in their house? Or are you having that rent that or what?
It's by prescription. It costs $50 roughly, and you get to keep it forever. That's the simple little device that you see third graders coming home from school with their rolling backpack, just for the public. I know you know what it is, but you see kids with their rolling backpack come home from school, and they do a little breathing treatment in front of Scooby-Doo for 5 minutes. That's the little machine that we're talking about. And so it's very simple. It's readily available. Every pharmacy has nebulizer machines, Walgreens, CVS, all the chains. So I call in a prescription for the nebulizer machine, the budesonide respules, and aspirin, just so they don't forget it, for anyone 16 and older, and also the clarithromycin antibiotic, and boom, early treatment saves lives. It works.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Now, you mentioned the Medrol dose packs, too. Does that have an equal equivalency to the budesonide, or is it less effective?
No, my point in mentioning the Medrol dose pack, since you're a doctor, is that with the Medrol dose pack, you use a large dose and then you taper down. And so you stop the exponential process inflammatory process or allergic process, whichever you're using the steroid for. In the same way, this is a steroid as well, but it's an inhaled steroid. And so are very aggressive at the beginning. You do the breathing treatment every 2 hours until symptom-free. And we have seen no complications with this because the risk with an inhaled steroid is so minimal compared to using steroid pills, steroid shots, steroid IV. All of those are systemic, is the term for total body steroids. And those all cause your blood sugar to go out of control, decrease bone density, decrease muscle mass, impair wound healing, increase your risk of every infection. And so we're skipping all of that by using a targeted treatment that works when you use it every 2 hours. It totally, nobody should be dying today from COVID if they're treated early with this treatment.
Okay, great.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Robert Little. Appreciate you. The Lord bless you so much. Thank you for
this. Dr. Bartlett, before we come to the end of the show, is there a website we could go to get this information for our listeners?
Yeah, there is a website called budesonideworks.com. Budesonide is spelled B-U-D-E-S-O-N-I-D-E, works.com. And there's hours of information. It's like a library there where you can just click on the links to the science studies and the papers, and you can see, oh my goodness, this is sensational for early disease, but it also can help with late disease if someone's on a ventilator. And I got to close with some hope. There are a lot of people calling me from around the country. Their loved ones are on the ventilator, and they're feeling hopeless. And we had a case in Odessa, Texas, where a lady was on the ventilator on 100% oxygen, and her lungs were being pounded each breath with high pressure, a PEEPA 16, and her oxygen saturation was only 80%. The husband was, this was a year ago, the husband was fighting COVID at home, and he got called 3 times by the doctor wanting a hospice and DNR order, wanting to pull the plug on his wife. He told them no, and he called me. He said that they told him if he doesn't give that order, they're going to get a court order and they're going to pull the plug without him. Well, he called me because he had heard me on the radio, and I told him the facts. He pushed back, got budesonide nebulizer treatments for his wife in the hospital. In 1 week, she's off the ventilator. In 2 weeks, she's home with the family.
All right.
And so that is what I'm talking about. We're rescuing people out of the hospitals onto home oxygen as soon as they're able with this protocol before they get on this sinking ship of protocols, which look at the death and destruction following that. At some point, you got to say, this isn't a good idea. But we have a strategy that's a winning strategy, And I thank you for letting me share it, because I am for liberty and life. And every American is priceless, and we need to let people know. And so thank you for letting me share this information.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for coming on. We appreciate you. And I'll send you the link to this, and we can forward it to all of your listeners. And we appreciate you so much. And the Lord bless you, and the Lord bless your fight and everything that you do. May the Lord go before you and protect you, and let his truth prevail, right?
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Bartlett. Richard Bartlett, we thank you so much for coming on Liberty or Lockdown. And we have another caller on the line. We're going to let Dr. Bartlett go. And we have a guy by the name of Richard Kennedy. Richard, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, Martha?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for holding on and being patient. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Not a problem. You're welcome.
So I liked your stats. I liked what you wrote. And I actually sent those stats over to a friend of mine, General Russell Honore, with the Green Army, and another friend of mine, Ann Rolfs, with the Bucket Brigade. We fought to shut down a factory here in St. Rose, and we won in 2018. And we were fighting from 2014 to 2018. Hydrogen sulfide was being released. So tell us about the CO2 emissions that we release as humans.
Yeah, it's very interesting of what the Lord sent me. Y'all know a little bit about my story. I mean, I died twice, had two near-death experiences in 2016, and I came back in 2017, started receiving messages from God, and it's been unbelievable. But this these messages here actually started coming to me around 2020, 2021. It's about the truth about CO2, the carbon dioxide emissions, and wearing masks. The last few weeks I've been putting this puzzle together. So basically in 2020, the United States produced around 4.57 million metric tons of CO2 from various sources, you know, your transportation industry, farming, burning the fossil fuels, et cetera. What a lot of people don't know is the human body breathes in, you know, obviously oxygen, but the human body exhales CO2, carbon dioxide, as a byproduct. And so here are the interesting stats about that. If you take around 333 million people in the United States, the average person exhales about 2.3 pounds of CO2 per day. And that's a lot if you think about it. So, and then people who exercise and participate in outdoor sports and things like that, they will produce a lot more CO2 exhaled from the body, about 18.4 pounds. So just doing some rough, simple calculations in math, about 55 million people actively work out in gyms, 32 million people work actually outdoors. You have around 165 million people that participate in running, jogging, and professional sports and all outside. So roughly that's about 253 million people that contribute around 18.4 pounds per day. So if I just take half of that number, and these are just numbers that I put together, so if I take about half that number of the 253 million people that actually work outdoors and contribute that 18.4 pounds, half of that's about 126 million people, which represents about 38% of the U.S. population, that are up 333 million.
So we have 30 seconds left.
Okay, 30 seconds. So let's skip right ahead. So an average of 3.3 pounds per day of people exhaling carbon dioxide, that's 1,095 million pounds of CO2 exhaled by humans, by human breath per day. You multiply that by 365 days. Get this, that's 399,675,000,000 pounds of CO2 exhaled by humans per year in the United States.
And our children are being masked up, and they have to suck in their CO2.
Yeah.
You will be our first caller next week, Richard. We appreciate you so much. Liberty
Absolutely.
Or Lockdown.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next Thursday. The Lord bless y'all. Thank you.
Critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim. who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.